But what about the story of acclaimed artist Zweletu Mthethwa, who yesterday was found guilty of killing sex worker Nokuphela Khumalo in Woodstock in April 2013? So he spent his first night in Portsmouth prison, where he'll await until his sentencing later on this month. In handing down her verdict, Judge Patricia Goliath described Nokuphela Khumalo's murder as vicious assault. Goliath found, despite poor quality CCTV footage, which she described as a silent witness, the state was able to place Mthethwa's vehicle at the scene of the crime. And I see that SWET, the Sex Workers Education and Advocacy Task Force, are among the people that have been monitoring closely this case. And we're on the line now to Sally Shackleton. She is director of the Sex Workers Education and Advocacy Task Force. Sally, good morning to you. Thank you very much for joining us.
Good morning, Konani.
So your reaction then to the guilty verdict surrounding Zweletu Mthethwa's case?
We were extremely happy and very, very relieved.
Tell me why.
Well, we've been monitoring the case since its beginnings. And when Nokuphela was murdered, we were also assisting with the investigation with whatever we could do as an organization. And it's been a very, very long and very stressful trial. There've been many delays, and we've been getting increasingly invested in the outcome of this trial. It's become more and more meaningful for sex workers who very seldom report violence against themselves, and who are very often the violence against them is completely ignored. And there have been so many murders where the perpetrators have actually never been found. And in this case, the perpetrator is a well-resourced, well-known man who could afford a private attorney, who drives a Porsche, and who, you know, had all the resources to ensure that he isn't going to see any time in jail. So we were extremely relieved that the court saw through his attempts to delay, to befuddle the court, to just get himself off of this charge.
So in terms of the sentencing, though, what are you hoping for?
Well, obviously, we're hoping for the maximum sentence possible. We feel that he was very purposeful in his attack on this young woman. He walked straight up to her from his car. He proceeded to beat and kick her, basically, to death. He stomped on her so hard that her liver almost tore in two. He definitely deserves the maximum sentence, and that sends a very strong message to other people who would view sex workers' lives as nothing, as disposable.
Mm. Now, he kept on saying that he can't remember what happened on the day. What do you think actually happened, Sally?
Well, he didn't say anything, actually. He never testified at all in his own trial. He never offered a defense of any kind until right at the end, in an attempt to delay the process again. He had his defense attorney called a psychiatrist, who said that he had problems with recall, memory recall. Mm. But the judge completely dismissed this testimony. She said that it was not reliable. It didn't show anything. It relied completely on the honesty of Zweletu Mthethwa. And the psychiatrist hadn't gotten any kind of corroborating evidence or interviewed anyone else aside from him. So she didn't find that last-minute attempt at a defense to sway her.
All right, Sally, listen, nice talking to you. I really appreciate it. Sally Shackleton, Director of the Sex Workers Education and Advocacy Task Force.